I suppose when I was probably about 16, 17, group was actually obtained some money. It was given a grant from somebody in their will. And basically, we had a boat built for us at a Fallers at Bembridge, 18 foot long, clinker, which is wooden planks overlapping, both rowing and sailing. It was a plank too high for rowing, and it was also, for sailing, the centreboard, which was a drop board, centreboard comes down for sailing, it was too short. So it wasn't a very good boat either way. And we had that for a long, long time. We also bought a 12-foot clinker sailing boat, which we used to use as well. But you know, they were good fun. But it was enough to get us afloat and what have you. And we take it in turns. And we used to go out weekends. Never did it troop night. It was always done at weekends because being based in Cross Street, it wasn't easy to sort of suddenly do anything that get afloat on a 2 hours Wednesday night. Both boats were kept afloat just opposite the White Gates pontoon, and we kept a dinghy on the pontoon, lashed to the seat down there, and just rowed out to it. And they were on what they known as half tide moorings, which meant they sat on the mud at low tide, and at high tide, after a lot of heavy rain, they were full of water. So, yes, it wasn't ideal. And then in the winter, we used to bring them up at the back of the Cowes Youth Club, alongside White Gates Pier, and they were left outside. So by the time we finished doing them up in the spring, it was probably midsummer, and we probably kept boating until about January or February. It was lovely then because the river was empty. And then when we built this hall in 77, we designed our boat workshop around the 18-foot and the 12-foot boat. They went in there for about 3 months, then we sold them both.